Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, America. Good morning, Mama.
Good morning. How's everybody doing out there?
Yeah, we're so excited. We just want to welcome you to our Mornings at the Mansion show. So good morning, America, and we just pray that you all are where we're at today in such a great time of celebration, because we know that today is the day that the Lord has made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes!
Woo! Yes. So we're just so excited about that. And that is pretty much our declaration, huh?
Yes.
For our morning.
Yes.
We just have to decree that thing.
Yes.
And declare it. And we just want you guys to join in with us this morning.
Yes.
As we declare the word of the Lord today. And we're just so excited. And, you know, we are in part two of our amazing topic of religion or relationship. Because we are really understanding, as we are flowing as women of God, that a lot of people really, truly, deeply do not know the difference, you know.
Yes.
And for those that don't know, we are here to make an amazing announcement today that there is a difference in religion and relationship. And, of course, we're definitely going to encourage you at this time to, you know, just elevate. Right?
Yes.
Elevate in that place and knowing what a real relationship with Christ is really all about. So we just want to blow the wind today and encourage each and every one of you to just elevate, right?
Yeah, continue to fall in love with him and
give
him your heart every day.
Yeah.
And watch and see what happens. It's going to be awesome.
Because it is a daily thing, right?
Yeah.
The word says that we have to die daily.
Yes.
Because we surrender even the more each and every day, you know, with his purpose.
Yes.
And praying, because that's that Jeremiah 29 and 11.
Yes. Yes.
For he knows the plans that he has for us, right?
Yes, to prosper us and not harm us,
come
to give us a future.
Come on now.
Hope.
And hope. So it is
and he's
all
our
there.
Only hope. It really is.
We
put him first. Woo!
He really is. So I'm just so excited today to be before you. And once again, my name is Marlo Mosley, and I am your host. And I am here with
Laura Kelly,
which is my amazing co-host, America.
Her twin, her
Sissy Van Clark.
That's right.
And I just thank God for Laura. She's such an inspiration and an empowerment in connecting in this season. Amen. So we thank God for that. But we're going to actually go to the Word of God, and we're going to go to our actually founding scripture here for this topic of religion or relationship, and that is in Matthew 23. And the word of the Lord reads, let's see, Matthew 23, 1 through 7 reads, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All, therefore, whatsoever you observe and do, but do not ye after their works, for they say and do not. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves would not move them with one of their fingers. But all of their works that they do for to be seen of men, they make broad their plant trees. I think we kind of tried to figure out what that word, how that word was pronounced. And enlarge the borders of their garments, and the love of the utmost rooms at the feast and the chief seats in the synagogues. So to simplify that word, America, what that is saying is, as they are doing the scribes, they were, as Pharisees, they are the type of people that they want you to do as they say and not as they do. You know, they want to illustrate one thing, but they want to tell you. And that also reminds me of the scripture when the word says that, you know, take the speck out of your eye. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
How can I take a step out of your eye, Laura, and I got a big telephone pole?
Yes.
And you got two.
I love that scripture right there.
So that's pretty much what they were doing.
Yeah.
Isn't that something, though, how people can do that?
Yes. He said, just not unless you be just before you remove the speck of somebody's eyes. He said, we have a law on our own.
That's all.
Woo!
A big law. That's just how I'm saying. Okay, so that's pretty big. You know, we should be relational to that. But that is so how people, and a lot of people of God do that, you know. And we have to be mindful that we are not one to judge each other. You know, how dare that I judge you, Laura?
Yes.
That is not, you know, we shall be judged, you know. But I just tell you, we have to, you know, we're here today to bring an awareness.
Yes.
To that very spirit.
yes.
you know, a religion.
Yes.
Because that's what it is, you know, and understand. I had someone ask me just yesterday when I was talking to them, well, what religion are you? I was like, ooh, ooh, so perfect. Ooh, what? Ooh. Great question. I was like, I am in relationship with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
So wherever the Holy Ghost is where I go. Okay? Holy Ghost filled, and I am wherever the Spirit of God is.
That's
and
right.
that is my, who you know, how
that's
I say
right.
it. So
that's right.
I have no denomination,
yes.
but heaven is my
yes.
home. You know?
That's right. That's right.
So I just had to break it on down.
Yes.
And I thought,
yes.
but, you know, I could have been offended, right?
Yeah.
But I wasn't. I was yes. like the kind of the way you were with the nail polish.
Yeah.
Great question. So tell us about how we are going to walk this thing out.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And how
right.
we govern ourselves according
yes.
to the Word of God. So what do you feel about that?
Well, I'm just excited because I've had people ask me that same question, and that's why where I go to relationships. I say, well, I say religion is personal, but I let me tell you about relationships. And it's through the Word of God, the love letters, you know, and then I start sharing my relationship. And I say that, and the more of you fall in love with the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, his love letters here, I say you want to know more of him. You fall in love deeper, and then he gives you the answers to everything and anything right here.
Yes.
You know, but that's what I share is my relationship.
And that's because it's the antidote.
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
It's not only the cure, because
mm-hmm.
it is,
mm-hmm.
but it's also the answer.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it's
yes.
really the antidote.
To everything. Right here.
It really is. And you guys know that we're going to go to commercial right now, but we'll be right back. And when we come back, we're going to roll into our next portion of the topic of
relationships.
Okay, so we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Well, we are back at our Mornings at the Mansion show, and we just want to welcome you back this morning to our ever so amazing topic of religion and relationship. Okay?
All righty.
So, Laura, we're going to just roll on in our scripture this morning of Hebrews. So you want to take us back on in?
Yes. Hebrews 10.
Yes.
Hebrews 10, verse 24 and 25.
Yes.
And it reads, "And let us consider how to spur one another to love and to good works. Let us not forsake the assembly of ourselves together, as in the manner of some, but let us exhort one another, especially as you see the day approaching."
Wow, that is so amazing. So, listen, what we're going to do, since we have a caller, we're going to take our caller this morning, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to elaborate on this amazing word. Okay, so we have a caller this morning, and we want to say welcome, caller.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Blessed and highly favored.
Well, that is so good to hear. So we want to just say welcome. Is this Sister Janice?
Yes, ma'am, it is. I didn't get my link to listen, but that's okay. I'm still here. The enemy ain't going to keep me out.
Oh, that's right. You're supposed to say, hey, girl, I totally took totally forgot. So we're going to get that link during the show, okay? So you'll get it in just a minute, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thanks for reminding me. I appreciate it, but you know, we were in the hustle and bustle of the kingdom. It's kind of hard when you up in and back, come back down, go back up. So be patient with us, girl, okay?
All right, and I'll be listening in.
Okay, well, listen, how are you today?
Blessed. On my way to help somebody else.
Well, look, that's that relationship. Go ahead, girl, go ahead. We salute you today, Janice, for always standing in the gap.
Yes.
Thank you. I tell you, I got a message. I got to keep on moving.
Amen. Amen. Well, that's what we're going to continue to do as well this morning. So we're just so grateful that you called in with us this morning. And we'll get that link sent to you in just a few, okay?
All right, dear.
Okay, well, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. And you have yourself an even greater day today.
We love you.
All right. You too.
Okay, be good today.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So we just want to thank Janice Bowditch, Minister Janice Bowditch, for calling in with us this morning and just wishing us what she does, her love. And she is transitioning on the way of being helpful this morning. Okay, so we're going to continue in Hebrews 10, and we're at 24 and 25, so what a word, Laura. So go ahead, girl.
Well, you know, I want to share this morning, you know, this is when we have relationship with God, you know. He woke me up this morning, and he said, "Do you know what has connected you with Marlo?" And that's what he woke me up saying. So I got up, and I said, "Yes, Lord, I want to know why." I know it's because she loves you. She says, it's more than that. I do love her. I love you both. But it's because, he said, because you have favor. He says, you have favor in me, and she loves me as much as you love me. And y'all both together are going to share your love with many others that don't have that love, that intimacy with God. But when he said it was that because he gives me favor, which he gives you favor too, I didn't just hear it. I felt it in my spirit. And it's such a, his love is such a, it's overwhelming peace, you know, knowing that everything's going to be okay, that no matter what you're going through, I have sisters in the Lord, and you're one of many that he has connected me with here at the mansion. You know, and I love coming here because when I come here, the presence of God is already here.
Amen.
And I feel it strong. And then I know that it's going to rub off of me, even though on me, even though it's already in me, and then I'm going to spread it.
Amen.
Like that butterfly and pollinate this word, you know. But all I could do was thank thank him. I said, thank you, Abba Father, for that relationship with me that we have together and for bringing my love to my path, you know, so we can love one another, share your love, which is in his word right here, and then share with others.
Amen.
Other women of God.
Well, that is so beautiful.
And it was awesome. You know, I just love having that relationship with him every day because I think about him day and night.
Amen.
You think about him day and night, he'll speak to you day
right.
and night.
That's right. That's right.
Because he's our first love. You know, he should be your first love always.
Yes. A lot of, see, that's what I'm saying. A lot of people in the depth of the relationship.
Yes.
That's a beautiful testimony. Thank you for sharing that with the world, because you could have just shared that with me only, but you didn't, because people really need to understand the depth of the intimacy and how intense the love really is. And for him to just touch you this morning with his finger of love and wake you up to specifically let you know why, you know, and the depth of why, you know, and I'm just so grateful that, first of all, that he chose me to connect to you, because I know that there's power in numbers, because with you and I, we know that the enemy, just along you and just along I, he is in a whole lot of trouble. But with us together, oh my God, that's that dunamis.
Yeah, dunamis.
That's that dynamite, like Jay. That's that power, because with one, we'll put 1,000 to flight, and two, we'll put 10,000, so we're the 10,000 flyer.
Yes.
You and I.
Yes, and love is the greatest of all. Love covers the multitude of sins, you know, so I'm excited.
And, you know, we could, like, take those moments to really express ourselves to the world today, as we say America, because that's where we're at, you know, and we just really want to be transparent, too, in our love, and, you know, and who we are, and I just really want to take my tissue and wipe your tissue. I wanted to do that so bad, but we didn't want to come off like we were, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, we will be right back, America. We're going to go to that commercial and come back with more love oozing off of us.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I feel so complete when I'm with you. Curiosity for you drew me into your world. My mind's so amazed by the words you speak. Feel so safe in your arms. All my fears melt away, but
Well, we are back at our Mornings at the Mansion show, and we just want to say welcome back, America.
Welcome back.
Yes, and we're so, both Laura and I are excited that you are tuning in and here with us this morning to just really, you know, express our hearts and our minds on religion or relationship. So feel free to go back to last week's show and really get into the meat of the religion topic portion of it, because today we're doing a relationship, okay? So we're excited about that, and just, you know, just to be able to hear what the Lord is saying to us. But we definitely want to encourage our callers to feel free to call in at 646-668-2247, because we're here and ready to take your call and, you know, just listen to your heartbeat today concerning the topic, okay? So we're going to kind of chime right on back into the word of the Lord, and this is definitely almost an anthem scripture here for our morning show. With definitely, Laura came in and blew the wind on this one for us, John 3:16.
Yes. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, for he who believes shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Yes.
For he so loved the world.
Oh, Lord,
okay. And that's, you know, all the scriptures are awesome, but that one right there is just like, you know, I just thank God for that, that he loves us that much and did what he did on Calvary and the cross for us. Because, you know, this week I've been reading the word of God and spending time with God, that intimacy time with God. And it's like his love letters. If you fall in love with him, if you give him your heart just the way you are, whatever struggles you're going through, it doesn't matter. Just come to him as you are, and he'll heal you, perfect you. But as I've been reading the word of God, it's becoming a life. Like, I'm starting to get more understanding. And then when you start, when you pause on it and you're reading it and you're getting that understanding and you have that intimacy, his presence is just awesome.
It is.
That whatever you're going through in the moment, and his love letters is coming to life, he's not only speaking to you, but it starts getting rooted. It starts manifesting.
And
you fall in love with him more and more. You want more, you know? So
that's true. That's our life. That is our life. And I'm sure the life of many other, you know, men and women of God that, you know, it's to the point sometimes so people be like, oh, my God, is that all we're going to talk about today?
Yeah. Okay.
Because that's what that is. That's the way, the truth, and the life. You know, and just knowing that, and that's the part of us, like Anthony's wearing our shirt tonight, of being sold out.
We're
sold out, you know, to his love, you know, his ultimate love.
And think about it. When you first fall in love with your husband the first time, or, you know, you want to be with them, you want to talk to them, you want to spend time with them, well, it's the same thing with God, you know, and if you continue to do it, it will never die. Some people say, oh, I remember when I was like that. Well, it could always be like that if you continue to spend time, talk to him, you know, get excited, and just know him every day, you know.
Man, sister. And that's why they say go back to your first love.
Yes.
Because, you know, when you think about, like you were talking about, we're going to go to these scriptures in Genesis when we come back from commercial, but it is the marriage portion of the relationship. Like we were talking about earlier in Hebrews, we were talking about the one another. And that's the friendship, you know, and it's all types of ships, you know, that you can be in. And when you have really a good friend, and I always say when we definitely, now we're talking about love, that love is an action word, you know, because we as people will say one thing and do another, but it's all about our action, you know, and knowing that in John 3:16 that he says that God so with a million O's behind the S. So, okay. Love the world that he gave.
Yes.
So, to me, the revelation of that is what comes behind love is a gift.
Yes.
You know, we have to always be mindful of that because sometimes we don't even have to say nothing. It's about our action.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
That, you know, portrays the trueness of who we say that we are. So instead of God just telling us, I love you all, I love you, all of my children, he so loved that he gave, so that we could have everlasting
life. Yes. It's almost like, so now what you going to do with that?
Yeah.
You're going to do something with it. You're going to go out there and show somebody. You know?
That's it. Tell somebody, show somebody.
Show somebody.
You know,
that's right.
We're just being about our Father's business, right. You know. And that way, when you do that, you don't get so caught up in the issues of life.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
What's going on through the day, because things happen.
Yes.
You know, but once you know that God is in control,
yes.
You say, that's a lovely day, so I can have it. No, you just, you know, you're
all right.
You know, you get it in your soul.
Yes.
Because when you were talking about the relational part of the husband, or when you first meet your husband or
yes.
your wife, and that first feeling that you get,
yes.
you know, and it's not like up here, because you're like, oh, I love you, I'm a heart.
Yes.
No. It's like right here. You know, that's the depth of who we are, is that inner person.
Yes.
And that's where God is. That's our spirit.
Yes.
You know, and
yes.
who we are. So that's just so much. We could talk that about that. The rest of the show. But, you know, at the same time, we know we have a little bit more to cover here.
Yes.
So we're going to do that. But what we're going to do at this time is definitely make sure that we let our callers know that they can really call in and
yes.
join in with us for the latter portion of the show. And that number is 646-668-2247. So feel free to call in, callers. And we're going to go to commercial. And we'll be back into the Genesis portion of the marriage portion of the relationship, that where God is trying to teach us how to be married. Okay?
Yes.
So we'll be right back, America.
Yeah.
Let me lose my way. I'm going to shout your name, hallelujah.
Pantego. The Jewel of Pantego, also known as the Mansions on Park Row. They have everything. Yes, everything. Hairstylists, beauty and skincare specialists, massage therapists, fitness, and even a clothing and bridal boutique that has its own fashion designer and stylist. That's right, at the Mansions on Park Row, you'll find all that you need to look and feel your very best. Located at 2700 West Park Road Drive in Pantego, Texas. Come by and get pampered from head to toe. You've earned it.
We are back, and we just want to welcome you back to our Mornings at the Mansion show. And this is such an amazing topic, religion or relationship,
you know,
where you have to really, you know, open your mind to see where you're really at or, you know, where you've been or where you're going in this walk, you know. So we just, you know, we definitely talk about religion, and that's why I encourage you to go back to the first show, to part one, where we really elaborated to the fullest on that. So we're just transitioning out of this topic in the relationship portion. And I just thank God for just, you know, putting that on our hearts to be able to just kind of start with, you know, the world today and let them know that God, you know, he always has questions.
Yes.
You know, the more I read his word, I am seeing that he is always asking us, you know, making us think about where we're at, you know, where we're going, how we're thinking, what are we doing, what are we saying? You know, it's like, what, you know? And I was like, okay, I hear you. But what we're going to do is we're going to go to our scripture, and we're going to go to Corinthians this morning, guys. We've got to talk about this a little bit before we talk about the marriage portion. So we're going to go to Corinthians 6 and 18, and that is where this is like the scripture of the dating portion, trying to teach us how to date and prepare our minds and our hearts of what God is saying to us in this season, you know. So you want to read that one for us, Laura, because I just dropped my glasses, girl. Okay, that is 6.
1 Corinthians?
Yes.
6, 18.
1 Corinthians 6 and 18.
Okay, escape from sexual immorality. Every sin that a man commits is outside the body. But he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body.
Yes, that is true. And then 7 and 5.
Okay, 7 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
Do not deprive one another except with consent for a time that you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer. Then come together again so that Satan does not tempt you for lack of self-control.
Yes. And in the King James Version, it reads for lack of inconsistency.
Mm-hmm.
Consistency. And that is lack of self-control. So what the word of the Lord is really talking to us about, as and for those people that are not married, because you're not at this time married, that we have to, I love the part where it says that you have to, even when you're together and you got all these things going on in the atmosphere and you're like dating and hanging out. But the Lord gives us direct instruction to separate, fast and pray, and then come back together again.
Okay?
Because if we don't do that, then we become fleshly.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. The thoughts are not going to be his thoughts. That's why he always says these ways are higher, these thoughts are higher. And there's been times that he convicts my heart, my spirit. He'll be like, I'll be thinking certain things and certain ways, and then he'll be like, he'll whisper like, Laura, that's not of me.
Wow.
That's what you're thinking, what you're saying, that's not in my word. Slap yourself. I'm like, okay, Laura.
You know,
he convicts my spirit, you know, and then I have to be like, wait a minute, let me go back to what his word says instead of trying to think my way.
Your way. Because we are flesh.
People
are flesh, you know, but we're also spirit, too.
Yes.
You know, and we have the authority to do that, even with our own selves. That's why it reroutes us.
Yeah, that's what's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Falling in love with God.
So I'm telling you, America, if you have questions about where you're at or if you're at this place of dating and you just, you know, want to be patient and you want to have self-control.
Yes.
And even when you get into the meat of it and the word takes you from this place to a place of even more depth of self-control, scriptures, and you just have to really seek him right where you're at,
yes.
You know.
Yes.
And but the word of God has something for every portion of our life,
yes.
Where we're at. And people that are single and trying to get into that place of dating and waiting for the right person, you have to get into the word of God,
yes.
And seek,
yes.
It and,
yes.
Find out where it is. To help you have that, first of all, like it talks about self-control,
mm-hmm.
And to be able to be sustained.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with dating and having,
yes.
Fun and,
yes.
Falling in love. But, you know, you don't want to allow the enemy to rob you.
That's right. That's,
you know,
right.
Of those things that are for that place of marriage.
That's,
you know,
right.
That,
that's right.
And just stay intimate with God.
Because,
mm-hmm. He keeps you, you know, to where you can much more abound.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
He does,
yes.
Doesn't He? So those are our scriptures for dating. So if you guys are single and have any questions, please feel free to write those down because we're here to help,
yes.
You know, and we just want to encourage you in the place of that and have fun in it too.
Yes.
You know, don't turn it into a religion and I can and I won't and I'm not all of that, you know. You can go on a date, but I just need to have fun, you know, just have boundaries, you know.
Yourself.
But if you fail, you can take your Bible with,
yes.
You, okay? Yeah, that's right, that's right. And then we're going to kind of talk a little bit when we come back in our very last portion about the marriage portion, because that could be a struggle too.
Yes.
Marriage is work, America.
Ooh, yes.
It's lots and lots and lots of work, okay? And you just have to be, you know, strong in the Lord too. You have,
yes.
To be, you know, do what He has to say about how we do, because we can be. I was listening to Joyce Meyer this morning when she was talking about how when she first married, she would always, she was like controlling her marriage,
yes.
And her,
yes.
Children,
yes.
And she was in control. And then one day her husband woke up and said, God said today to talk to you that you're not going to control us anymore. She was like, God, you can't do that. You can't do that. But he really did. And he drew the line. You had no more control in this marriage. She had had insight. She was like, huh? Who was about to say God didn't tell you? That was so hilarious. I said, see, yeah.
But
you know,
she was keeping it real.
She was keeping it real. Yeah. You know, isn't that amazing? So we're going to go commercial, America, on that note. Come back, talk about marriage, and close out with our mansion calendar. So we'll be right back.
Hey ladies, have you heard about the Auntie and Michelle experience? Let me tell you, it's one of the most exciting things that could happen to you. You've heard them talk about it. That is, that magic factor. It is what you'll be feeling when wearing an Auntie and Michelle design. Auntie and Michelle custom-made clothes and accessories are designed with you in mind. The real woman. From casual to business, cocktail to evening, Auntie Michelle has something that will set you apart from the rest. Oh, and yes, for you travelers, jet setters out there, she even provides resort and swimwear available year-round. If you're looking to establish your own sense of style and be different, Auntie Michelle has something for you. Located at 2706 West Park Road Drive in Pantego, Texas. Get a feel of the Auntie Michelle experience.
Okay, we are back this morning, and we are concluding our topics today, and we are in Genesis 2 and 18, and this is where this is hilarious to me, Laura. Well, God is like saying what He's saying.
What it is.
About marriage, you know, and how to keep it together, America. So we're going to be in 2 and 18 and then 2 and 24. So 2 and 18 reads, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmate." And 2 and 24 says, "Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." So that's the amazing thing, and that is such a struggle for, because you have two different people with two different personalities, two different. And you've got to come together and be one.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that? That's the question of the day. You do that through the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
And through connecting. Because remember, you have to realize that this new place is covenant.
Mm-hmm.
And when you cut covenant with God, that you are lining up into that one place. And you really can, because I find sometimes myself finishing are thinking already what my husband's thinking. How do you do that? Because you're one. That's like so amazing. But we, you know, it's a place of really nurturing and growing together and really yielding to each other. See, that's the key.
Yeah.
You know, like we were talking about Joyce earlier, Meyer,
yeah,
such a great inspiration to me, because when you are a really, when you have a real strong personality, you are like, you know, you have, you build boundaries too, and you don't want people to, you know, violate you or insult you, or, you know, you don't want to yield to those things. But when you have a marriage, you have to yield to that.
Yeah.
And even like a friendship,
yes,
you still have to give other people room to be your friend.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because we want to be just a friend. See, I had to learn that too, because I'm a lover of people and I love people.
Mm-hmm.
And we're so like-minded. But you have to get back and give other people room to love you,
yes,
you know, because that you want to be the one that's, so, but that's a place of control too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's one of the issues that are, is in marriage today. And when people cannot have their way, they want to go the other way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want, they say, well, you know what, irreconcilable differences. No.
Yeah.
You just have to go back and know that it's a new day and figure it out and be very considerate and not selfish of the other person.
Right.
Because God is telling us that you leave and cleave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to cleave to that person and really hear their heart.
That's
and
right.
Yield to them and give them room.
That's
to
right.
Be your wife or your husband.
Right.
And I've just had to learn that, because I'm just the type of person, I have a strong personality, and I'm like, they're going to do it this way. Like, just, I'm kind of like Dave. I heard from the Father. And that's how we're going. You know, really,
yeah,
you have to do that.
That's
but
right.
You have to yield in it and know that it really is God and not you. See, because a lot of times we want to say it's God and it ain't
God.
You want to think we're playing. Because you've been there before.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
So you know what I'm saying, right?
Yes. And I learned that the hard way, you know, many times. But I was growing and still am.
Yeah.
And then even if he was wrong, even if whatever situation it was, God said, just still submit yourself later, let everything cool down, then talk to him.
Right.
But no,
yeah,
he's wrong, I'm right, you know, and
yeah,
that was the battle right there. But I learned, it was a process, but I finally got it, and I said, okay, well, sorry, I surrender to you, I'm going to be submissive. It don't matter who's right or wrong.
That's
and,
right.
And that's when the change and transformation, and that my husband would look at me like, who are you? You know, like, because he saw the change, you know,
right,
in a mighty way. So that was awesome.
That's so true.
Before God called them,
so
called them, yeah.
Isn't that beautiful, though? And I think that, too, because no matter the relationship, you know, because we're all building relationships,
yeah,
you know, and it's different entities of relationships. It's friendships, it's partnerships in business, it's partnerships in ministry,
yeah,
it's,
yeah,
you know, marriages, it's, you know, relationships of collectively. You can have a group,
yeah,
of people that you're building relationships with, but in that, I believe it's all about the balance.
Yes.
It's all about the balance. Remember, we were talking about yielding,
mm-hmm,
giving people room to be,
yes,
your friend, and,
yes,
giving people room to love you. And even you can't be the only person that's just,
yes,
illustrating love.
Yes,
because
right,
you're going to one day wind up empty.
Yes.
You know, and
that's
you have
right
to give people room to fill you up, you know.
Yes.
And a lot of times those other people are God's hands.
That's right.
You know, and then you have to heed to correction, too.
Yes.
Because we're,
oh,
not,
yes,
always right.
That's right.
You,
yeah,
know?
And I'm open to correction. I promise. I'm like, okay, Rob, I'm going to get it. I'm the same way.
We
I'm
don't
not
know
get mad at you.
We don't. And I find people in that point becoming shipwrecked.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think about shipwreck, I think about the Titanic. And, you know, when you look at a ship that's sinking, you know, the deepest part of the ship is in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that are up there hanging on, trying to, you know, that's what we
yeah
kind of get into those places. So, and it also reminds me of the scales on, just the scale period. And you're here, and you got people up here. Well, you can't always be down here, and they can't always be up there. There has to be
a balance
in it.
That's right.
You know, so that you don't do that. And that's the thing that I'm learning.
That goes back to iron sharpens iron.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and how to continue to be on that right path,
yes,
of building relationships. Because the Lord really wants to elevate us in our friendship,
yes,
in our relationships,
yes,
in our partnership.
Yes.
And we have to be mindful of that. And I believe that when he's always the center.
Yes, always. Oof.
Okay? the balance is always there.
Yeah.
Because he's going to always remind you and say, hey, my friend, let me pull your coat tail.
Yes.
You tripping.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, but that's just what that is, America. But what we're going to do, we've got a few seconds. We're going to go to commercial, be back with our mansion calendar. And we just pray that you all are graced
yes.
with the love of the Lord
yes.
today in his word. And we'll be right back.
I just see the best in you. Happiness is believing anything is possible. Yeah, beauty is skin deep. Baby, that's all I see in you. So simply take my hand and let go. You should know.
Show, and this is our conclusive portion of the show. So we're trying to wind down. How do you do that when you've been captured by the Spirit of God? How do you wind down?
Okay.
I don't know if we're going to be successful in America, but we're going to try to wind down. Okay. And transition out, but this has been an amazing topic
yes.
of religion or relationship.
Yes.
And I'm just so grateful to be in a relationship with the Father.
Yes.
And his son, Jesus Christ, because knowing that we are, you know, joint heirs of Christ, and we're heirs of God
yes.
and joint heirs of
yes,
Christ, you know, that we are kingdom people.
Yes.
And I just believe
yes.
that this is the time that we all need to shift to that kingdom mindset.
Yes.
To where you really can understand the depth
yes.
of this relationship.
Kingdom warriors.
Yes.
Woo!
Yes. Yes. I just thank God for you, Laura Kelly.
And I thank God for you, my twin sister.
That you are here with me on this kingdom cause, because that's what it is. And that we are flowing in the spirit of love.
Yes.
And how it covers what? Everything.
Everything.
The Lord
everything.
Says it covers a multitude.
Yeah.
The multitude is everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Total. Everything.
Yeah. Everywhere. And I believe that the more time we spend with God,
yeah.
the greater the relationship.
Yes.
You know, the more you hear him, it's like more time you spend with Luke.
Yes.
Uh-huh. You know, as you nurture him,
yes.
you know,
yes.
the more he knows his mama.
Yeah.
The more he knows him. And that's the way we have to do in the spirit realm with God.
Mm-hmm.
Every day we have to talk to him. We have to let him talk to us. You know,
yes.
we have to cry and let him, you
yes.
know, hold
even
us.
Even in work, stuttering,
yeah.
whatever the situation, talk to him.
Talk to him.
He listens.
Be there. Yeah.
He
listens. I was looking at a quote, and I think I'm going to post it a little bit. It says, you know, if you really want to talk and you need somebody to listen, just pray.
Yes.
Okay. God is always there.
Yes.
He really is, you know. But likewise, the more time I spend with you, the greater than our relationship, friendship,
yes.
partnership.
Because
yeah. we're in many different facets of what we're doing.
Yes.
You know, and the more we can nurture one another, pillar each other,
yes.
hold each other up,
yes.
you know, and just be real true sisters in God.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
be real true twins.
Yes.
Be real true.
That's right.
Okay. Because I know we don't take it lightly that we say that, because it's true.
Yes.
We really are. We have the same spirit.
Both radical.
We love
it.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
We love God so much.
Out of control, America.
Yes.
We are.
And we want it to spread it. Right? We want it to spread
yes.
it.
Sure. So we just thank God for that. We really do. But we really want you guys to be mindful of our mansion calendar. So we will blow the trumpet and let you guys know that this is the first Friday of March.
Yes.
I believe it's March 3rd. And it's this Friday here at the Mansion on Park Row. It is our new wine empowerment and inspiration group. It is from 6:30 to 8:30. And I tell you, America, it is the most amazing time
yes.
for the women of God to come together.
Yes.
You know, and we just want all women of all walks of life to be able to come and sup with us, you know, and we just come and love on each other.
That's
we
right.
fellowship with food and love and word and all the fruits
yes.
of the Spirit
yes.
are in the house.
Yes.
So we just want to share that with you. And Laura, are you going to be out of town?
I'll be out of town.
What?
Yes.
I want to have 2 days, 3 days to try to get over that.
It's a divine appointment.
I know. You know, I know.
But I'm just thinking about you, and I'm looking forward to the next one. I will be here.
You will be so missed.
I'm going to miss y'all too.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it's going to be awesome.
Well, we are just so excited about this new wine because, you know, we are growing.
Yes.
And we always, you know, the Lord has just opened a window up, and for women who are really seeking just a safe place
mm-hmm.
of women. You know, because the world is just so ragged today.
Yes.
And people always have these hidden agendas.
Yes.
You know, people be like, girl, I got you. And you just, you know, but here it's a
yes.
thankful.
Wait, when I came to the first one and I left that Friday, it's like, man, serving God, loving God gets better every
it's
time.
Right.
Especially when I'm around the world. You know, it's like, how can we do the next one? So if you come for the first time, I promise you, you'll never be the same.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
So we definitely have that coming up. And really, we got some other things that we're working on that we're going to bring other announcements on. And we definitely have our new conference that we're just like tied up into our sold-out conference.
Yeah.
A Family Affair. That is going to be July 29, 2017. And we are working out the details of everything. So we will come forward with more announcements at the time. We got it all figured out. But we are in hot pursuit, America, of, you know, teaching people how to be sold out to
yes.
Jesus.
Because
that's the key. It's really the antidote,
yes.
you know,
yes.
Walking this life out together.
Mm-hmm.
So we just want you to be encouraged, America, and know that we're here. We
yes.
love you, and we thank you for tuning in.
Thank you.
And we thank Minister Janice for calling in. So
yes.
feel free, callers, to call in and make sure that you connect with us,
yes.
you know, and definitely go to our Facebook pages. Laura Kelly has her Facebook alive and well because she's always elevating
yes.
the Lord
yes.
in anything that you do. And that's what I love about our media portion.
Yes.
You know, people always say that, you know, I don't do Facebook. I don't do this. I don't do that. But when you're doing it unto the Lord.
To glorify him?
Yeah. we use it for different interviews of business and media and just, you know, so God, it's a blessing to have Facebook. So thank you, Facebook. Yes. Okay, so feel free to go to Marlo Mansion, Marlo Mosey, Marlo Mansion, what's that? What's that, God? That just came out. Y'all know I'm the stuff in there. I'm the what?
Anyway, so hallelujah.
Next week, y'all hang out with Marlo Mansion. She'll be back. And I'll be back with my co-host, Lord Kelly. And we'll see you guys on next week. Be blessed. We love you. And hope to see you soon. That is too funny.
No, it's because you did.